I'm sure, as you know, migration is a critical issue, not just on the continent, but globally. The high-level panel on migration is critical, first to, you know, to get the heads of states, the political leadership, the technical leadership on the continent to engage much more on the issues of migration, so that there are policies, so that there are actions, so that we respond as a continent to migration, and specifically to look at the drivers of migration, look at employment, with a huge youth bulge that we have on the continent, which is leading to the high levels of young people migrating. The panel will be able to bring to the attention of the heads of states cutting-edge policies and recommendations on how they can start addressing the issues of migration.
Now, when I look at the panelists during the launch, I was just wondering, what was the criteria for selecting those who serve as members?
The high-level panel on migration is made up of a diversified group of people. It includes representatives from the private sector. It includes high-level representatives from governments, civil society organizations, from the academia, the youth. It also represents people coming from different special interests on the continent, as well as migration experts, both on the continent and in the diaspora. And you can see this is such a varied group because migration cuts across all the different groupings that I've just mentioned. So we are looking at concept notes, we are looking at issues papers, we are looking at case studies that we look at examples of what is happening in receiving countries, in transit countries, in countries that actually see migrants leaving from. So all this will be contained in a report with critical recommendations that will be presented to the summit in June 2018.
And by summit, you mean the African
Union? The African Union summit of heads of states and government.
I know gender is something you're quite passionate about. Is there a gender component to migration that you think this panel would incorporate, or you would like to see their work be part of?
In the presentations, when the high-level panel was being launched, one of the figures that came out, and I remember the president being taken aback that 49.5% of the migrants are women. She didn't realize that there is such a large number of women that is migrating. They are migrating as domestic workers. They are being displaced in countries of conflict. They are in the teaching field. They are in the nursing field. So there is a high level of migration amongst women, which unfortunately is often not recognized. So the high-level panel on migration will be looking at all these issues and how to help them. I cannot help but share an experience. I thought, my goodness, is it because I'm traveling to the high-level panel on migration? On the flight from Addis Ababa, I sat next to a young Ghanaian woman, 21 years old. She was coming back from Saudi Arabia. And when she shared her experiences with me of what she had gone through for the 2 years that she was in Saudi Arabia, I was literally in tears. As she was in tears, I realized that this high-level panel has a lot of work that it has to address for us to ensure that there's justice for the migrants.